And we are now in our third episode. As expected, Mr. and Mrs. Cabading showed up in Santa Mesa, looking and demanding for their daughter. Nonilo Kitangon cried, "Aba, what have we do with where your daughter is? Anyway, she's with her husband." At that, Cabading ran to the taxi, snatched a submachine gun from a box, and trained it on Jean Kitangon.
"Produce my daughter at once, or I'll shoot you all down," shouted Cabading. Jean insisted on handling the situation quietly without causing a scene. Cabading lowered his gun. "I gave you till midnight tonight to produce my daughter," he growled and warned them to protect themselves. The police advised Jean to file a complaint with the fiscal's office. Instead, Jean decided to go to the house on Zapote Street to sort things out properly. To his surprise, he was admitted at once by a smiling and very genial Cabading. He said he was going to Cavite, but he could not promise to bring Lydia back by midnight. It is still the decision of the couple to come back or not. Jean arrived in Marabandon and he was welcomed by a question on what happened. He only said nothing, and their faces lit up as they felt free and could have their honeymoon at last. And the old air of dread, of mystery, did seem to have lifted from her face. After supper, Jean told them what happened in Santa Mesa. "I can't go back," she moaned. "He'll kill me, he'll kill me." Jean insisted that her father is calm now and is a reasonable man after all. Lydia didn't want to go back because of her experiences and situation with her father. Giving up the persuasion, Jean let the couple decide on the situation and also asked them about their plans. The couple said that they would need to talk it over for a while in their room. When they were taking too much time, Jean went to them and saw them on their knees. Saying the rosary, he waited for them to finish. Lydia said, "We have prayed together and we have decided to die together. We'll go back with you in the morning." They were back in Manila early the next morning. Lydia and Leonardo went straight to the house in Santa Mesa, where all their relatives and friends warned them not to go back to the house on Zapote Street as they had decided to do.
Confused anew, they went to the Manila Police headquarters to ask for advice. But the advice given seemed drastic to them. Summon Cabading and have it out with him in front of his superior officer. Leonardo's father then offered to go to Zapote with Jean and Danilo to try to reason with Cabading. They found him in good humor, full of smiles and hearty greetings. Kitangon remarked that it was not the first time that he visited his balae, but the first was no one was home to open the gate for him. Cabading had his wife called. She came into the room and sat down. "Was I in the house that night our balae came?" her husband asked her. "No, you were out," she replied. Cabading then announced that he no longer objected to Lydia's moving out of the house to live with her husband in an apartment of their own.